Welcome to Egyptian Mysticism Yesterday, A Course in Miracles Today, a 365-step journey to enlightenment, guided by Dr. Caroline Aziz Fuqua.
And now presenting Dr. Caroline's groundbreaking works, Keys to the Kingdom.
Until 4,000 years ago, the earth was seen as the mother of creation, and the human mother, women, were seen as its rightful overseer. Governing with their intuition and according to the rhythm and natural cycles of the earth, everything was maintained in balance and harmony. At some point, Western civilization shifted from a matriarchy to a patriarchy, and everything changed. With the matriarchy, all activity moved according to cycles. The phases of the moon were followed for everything from planting to childbearing. The importance of the seasons with their solstices and equinoxes were acknowledged with meditations and celebrations. Everything was about honoring the earth as our mother, our nurturer, our sustainer, our protector. Mother was the four elements, the water, the earth, the air, and fire. When woman was thought to represent God, the earth was honored. A radical shift occurred 4,000 years ago when men took from women the ability to oversee their own birthing process. As long as women, the goddess, were in charge of birthing, of creation, men were afraid and felt out of control. When they forbade women to be midwives, they had no way of knowing or understanding what it would mean for subsequent generations. When women were no longer allowed to deliver according to nature and intuition, and the forceps were brought out, the effect was far-reaching. The way we come into life seriously affects the way we think and act. It also determines our level of trust and caring. When we, human beings, are afraid, everything under our guardianship suffers. Under the matriarchal system, with women as guardian, all life was considered to be a part of God, and thus the philosophy was seen as animistic or paganistic. When Western civilization became patriarchal, it was supposed to be more spiritual. "We're going to give it to the one God," men said, "and we, as his representatives, are going to run it."